IPAs, stouts, Hefeweizens, and ales. If you're in Huntington or Wheeling this weekend, you're bound to get a taste of some locally brewed varieties at the Rails and Ales Festival or the Mountaineer Brewfest. But brewers from around the state aren't just hoping to raise awareness about their products with these events. They're also looking to influence the way they do business by getting the attention of state lawmakers. It's apparent there's growing interest in craft beer in West Virginia. This weekend's events in Huntington and Wheeling follow last month's Brew Skies Festival in Canaan Valley. Coming up, there's also Bramwell's Oktoberfest. But while production and revenues continue to rise, many brewers feel the industry needs some help from the state legislature. Mountain State Brewing Company's Brian Arnett says the industry has a few inherent setbacks.
You're certainly more regulated than a mom-and-pop diner. There are forced interactions between brewers and distributors and retailers. A brewer only brews, a distributor only distributes, and a retailer only retails. It's called a three-tiered system. So it's certainly a challenge for a brewery in a small state.
Arnett also serves as president of the West Virginia Craft Brewers Guild, the group formed last summer. It hopes to influence legislation on everything from labeling, distribution, caps on alcohol by volume, and licensing fees that come along with brewing and serving craft beer. And the guild's work seems to be paying off. The state legislature has commissioned a study on craft beer. Arnett says the focus should be on how breweries can spur on small-scale economics, the way his does in Thomas and Tucker County.
Hopefully they can see the impact of actual craft brewers in West Virginia, and they can realize that it is really contributing to small economies across the state, much more than, or as much anyway, as distributors in big towns. But we're not in big towns. We're distributed throughout in small communities. We're employing people where people don't have jobs.
The Interim Joint Committee on Economic Development is set to review the study on the industry before the legislature returns for the regular session in January. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.